I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. The fog is going to clear away and it's going to be nice. I actually heard that Wednesday is going to cool down significantly. So up in Sonoma, it'll be in like the mid to high 70s.
Oh.
It's going to be
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Shoot.
A little chilly for a pool party, but don't worry, Hooman will be in there. If you put a pool near him, he gets in. He can't help himself.
So that, isn't he hurt, though?
Well, he is, but don't they say swimming's good for people with...
I don't know. What the heck?
Isn't that like a no impact?
I don't know.
Sort of floats you and stuff.
Yeah.
I know at the spa there, they do that thing where they float you in a pool that's just about body temperature water and do like an underwater massage. If you're going to the Fairmont, take advantage of some of... They have a great spa there.
Oh, so amazing. I've done facials there, massages there. I think I'm going to get my toes done there tomorrow.
I love that little boutique they have there, too.
I know. It's
oh
so
my God.
Nice.
The first year we went there, I dropped some cash. And I think I've only been back one other time. I got to go in there. I just hate shopping so much.
Yeah, they'll help you out.
Yeah. Really nice. Anyway, that's coming up Wednesday. So when there are a few chances, and at 8 o'clock we're going to tell you, you know, some final ways to win your way into the live secret show this Wednesday, and the and after the fact, the pool party. I saw your pajama llamas. Llama.
Oh yeah, no
really
problema.
Cute. No problema.
Problema.
Very funny. But don't forget that this Thursday morning, we're doing our show live. From the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That is open to the public. Bring the kids. Stop by, grab a little coffee and some breakfast. Sit and watch the show. Just wave hello and take off and go to work. We'd love to see you. And we need
it's
to get some people.
It's always cool to meet people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
Always good.
All right, let's start the Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Home to real deals for over 40 years in the June sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and Carlson Subaru.
I met Penny, listener Penny, this weekend.
Did you?
At the Costco.
Oh.
She's not quite one yet.
Oh.
Well,
you think
I'm
she'll
glad
remember
she's
you?
Listening. Well, hopefully they got
well,
a picture.
Well, her mom and her dad listen too, but I mean, I was just saying. You got do we have Penny on the phone? Why is
no,
everything
we got
getting Elton weird
John,
around here?
Though, coming
oh.
up.
Oh. You're the best, man. Due to overwhelming demand, Elton John has added a second San Francisco date to his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets for Elton John's September 15th show at the Chase Center. Tickets go on sale Friday, June 28th at Ticketmaster.com. You win a pair right now. Nicole's on the phone. So you get to talk to a nice young lady.
That was Bryn's way of saying the show hasn't started yet. You can't just start saying stuff.
I thought I was so good because I remembered my sponsor.
Well,
and
he's waving
the thing
to
at me.
Stop talking so I could go, Elton John?
He's waving the thing at me and I'm looking over like, I did it. I did the sponsor.
Laura,
what are you
back
doing?
Back off, you guys. I'm trying to tell a story.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about Penny.
She's cute as could be. She was born the same day as my kid.
Oh.
Is that so?
That's right. So I was like, how many teeth that kid got? She's already got two.
Oh, she got a mouthful.
My kid doesn't have any yet.
Not any.
Oh. Well, they're starting to come through now.
It's hard for them. They don't know what's happening.
Right. She's doing that. Snot coming out the nose and the whole thing.
Sure.
But mashing food up with the, I guess, just with gums.
Gumming it up. That's how they break through. Toy Story 4 won the box office this weekend. Only a Toy Story movie could win the box office, make $118 million, and still underperform. They were saying late last week that they expected it to be at least in the $150 million range. And there were sort of outside reports that were saying this is the Pixar movie that could break $200 million. It didn't. It took in $118 million. It had the biggest opening of a Toy Story movie. However, when Toy Story 3 came out, when they adjust for inflation, it actually didn't beat that. So 9 years ago is when Toy Story 3 came out. Can't believe it's been that long. So Toy Story 4 was number one, $118 million. They're disappointed. Also new this week was Child's Play. That's the remake on the Chucky, or an updated Chucky. I guess he has access to the cloud now, and all
hell will
break loose. $14.1 million worth of people saw it.
All right.
So people went. Aladdin's number three. Men in Black's number four. Secret Life of Pets 2 is number five. Rocket Man, we were just talking about Elton John.
Elton John, yeah.
That's number six. John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum, made another $4 million. So that has made $156 million in 6 weeks. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, added almost another $4 million. That's only made $102 million in 4 weeks. That's a disappointment. I don't know what they spent on that thing, but they expected it to be huge. Because it's a monster movie. Dark Phoenix was number nine, and Shaft was number 10. That's only made about just about $16 million in 2 weeks. This is a cute baby film, baby home movie, and it needs an explanation. So Carrie Underwood has like, I don't know, 5 months old this kid is. She has a little baby boy named Jacob. And Jacob's dad, Mike Fisher, is a hockey player.
Oh, right.
He is, like, the baby's laying on a bed, and he's sort of hovering over the baby with a hand on either side, and he's singing to the baby. And the baby is bawling his eyes out.
How old's the baby?
5 months old.
Okay.
So we'll start there. And Carrie is filming. Carrie Underwood. So whenever mom sings, the baby just stops moving, turns its head, and is just staring at her. Must be good to be Carrie Underwood's baby. Sometimes babies, though, they're like, I remember when our kids were really little, like, John plays guitar constantly, and they would come over to him, they'd walk over to him as he's playing guitar, and look at him, and put their hand over the neck to clamp down on all the things and go, no, 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 no. I'm like, oh my God, you little brat.
Funny.
He said, take care of you all the time, and you won't let him play guitar? Oh, you kids are awful. Anyway, so Mike, her husband, is leaning over and singing. And it's not even that he's a bad singer. It's that, you know, something about mom's voice. She put it up on her Instagram page yesterday. Very cute. Justin Timberlake commented on it. This is the greatest thing I've seen all year.
Well, I don't know how most guys feel. I'm actually cool with the kid liking mom best. The kids should accept that when I'm alone with them, I want that power. Like, leave that home.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the power at home when you split so that I can handle things while you're gone.
Because if they were just as enamored with you as they were
with her,
then
it would be a lot easier go of things.
Don't worry. They'll be all yours when they're teenagers.
It works out actually okay, but I have concerns when I'm left alone. Right. Great, great concerns.
Sure.
And then
everything
works out.
Well, you don't have a lot of babysitting experience.
And then I get her to dadding, you mean?
Whatever.
My point being, I just want to make sure she goes down to sleep when it's time and all that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right.
It's time.
Right.
And I'm not playing a game. Nope. Jeopardy star James Holzhauer. He is, as you may know, he won 32 straight games. He was a big deal the last few months. Almost a bigger deal than the fact that Alex Trebek has pancreatic cancer,
yeah.
Which is horrible. But it was almost like he came at just the right time, you know? It really sort of shone a light on everything. And he's become one of the top earners in the show's history. And he was a professional sports gambler. He said he played a lot of online poker. I don't know that he ever did a World Series of Poker before, but he's going to do it now. And I guess there are people who... there are people who almost sponsor you. Like, they pay your admission into these things. So, somewhere I have the name of the person who's sponsoring him. It's not popping out at me. But basically, he's going to be... I don't know if this will be the televised one, although that would be a big sensation. It looks like he is going to participate in two events at the Vegas Rio Convention Center starting today. Only a $1,500 buy-in. No Limit Hold'em Super Turbo Bounty Tournament today at 11 a.m. Let's see. I decided to enter because Poker Hall of Famer Mike Sexton contacted me and offered to sponsor my buy-ins.
Oh, wow.
I don't have any plans to enter another World Series of Poker event beyond these two. But he will if he wins. I'll tell you that right now. So if you're into that, I know that they have that at least online and probably on some of the more minor, like an ESPN sub channel or something. Mm-hmm. You can always find poker on TV. It's excellent to take a nap to.
I don't like it.
Why?
I just don't.
It doesn't hold you.
Understand why we're watching people play cards.
It's just fun to see someone who has a worse hand than someone else make someone else fold. I just love that. I think it's so cool. Anyway, James Holzhauer, I'm sure he'll kill it at the World Series of Poker too. Or maybe he won't. Who knows?
Nothing makes me say I've got to get outside more than
I'm watching poker
on TV.
It's almost as good as golf for a nap, though. It really is. It's everyone's sort of low voice.
I'll watch golf. Sure. I can't watch cards. Mm.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. His wife is now in a medically induced coma. Her name is Beth Chapman. Here's a picture of her. Here's actually a few.
So what happened to her?
She has throat cancer, Ben.
Oh, dear God.
I know.
Is she a so Siggy's?
I don't know, but she's been battling it for years. I guess, you know, that she's been treated
for it. I think
they
were smokers. I feel like when I watched their show a long time ago that they were smokers.
How long ago was that show big? The Dog the Bounty Hunter.
2012.
Oh. Well, they're saying here she's been battling throat cancer for years, so I don't know if that means they're just sort of maintaining it. She was hospitalized due to a choking emergency that she experienced because she has trouble breathing because
of
this cancer.
Nothing could be worse, and it's one of the reasons to quit is just the idea of finding yourself with that feeling like you can't swallow and you're choking on yourself, basically, or you can't get a breath.
Yep.
Ugh.
About 2 weeks ago, she posted a picture of herself on Instagram with the hashtag cancer will not beat me. But early yesterday morning, Dog the Bounty Hunter tweeted, please say your prayers for Beth right now. Thank you. Love you. So I don't know if that means the end is near, but she's been in a medically induced coma for at least over the weekend.
Oh, God.
I know.
Awful.
It's terrible.
And I don't say that because I think anyone deserves cancer.
No.
The Siggy thing, but I do want kids to think twice before they start.
Well, look.
I want them to put those two things together. If you're going to do something like that, that can be the result.
Cause and effect.
Right.
Cause and
effect. And quitting ain't fun. I had to quit, and it sucks.
Quitting is, like, impossible. I mean, even people who've quit still are like, let me stand near the guy smoking.
That's me.
It's, you don't want to be anyone's bitch. Least of all some big corporation. Oy. Most of the NBA's newest draftees, I just thought this was a cute story. They were all born in the 2000s. A lot of them, most of them. Meaning they basically totally missed everything about the 90s. ESPN asked them to identify various things from 20 plus years ago. And several players were shown a photo of a Super Nintendo. And none of them knew what it was. Not even Rui Hachimura, who's Japanese. He was like, I don't know what that is. Their guesses included a GameCast, PlayStation 1, Dreamcast, and a GameCube. None of them had any idea. The players were shown a picture of Destiny's Child, which is Beyonce's group, Kelly Rowland.
Well, you'd think
Michelle
you'd be
Williams.
Able to say that's Beyonce at least, right?
You would think that. One guess was the Spice Girls.
No.
Another was the Cheetah Girls or something.
Oh, the Cheetah Girls, Adrian Belon.
And several couldn't identify Outkast, which is even more in the 2000s. They also struggled to identify an Easy Bake Oven, which, okay, I don't know if those
Why would
still,
they have
still around.
Any idea about that?
They couldn't identify a fanny pack, did not know what that was. Boys in the Hood, did not know what that was. Good Burger or Sister Sister. None of them knew what any of those things were.
What's Good Burger?
I don't know. Is it a show?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know what it is.
Say that last part again. Good Burger and Sister Sister?
Sister Sister. Sister Sister was a show on like Nickelodeon or Disney
it's,
Channel.
It's the two twins, Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Nobody knew who they were. And Good Burger, I don't even know what that
Good
is.
Good Burger's a movie.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Good Burger's a movie. Okay.
But it must have come out.
Was huge.
It was in 97.
Ah, it was huge.
Oh, we were very busy in 97.
Kenan Thompson.
Oh. Alice Cooper.
What about him?
He says he's nothing like the character he plays on stage. But this is a little creepy. Do you have a death pact with anyone?
I don't know what you mean, a death pact.
If
what
you die, it? I'm going to go too? Mm-hmm. Or we're going to go together?
No.
If you're sick, we're going to kill each other together?
Mm-mm. I don't think about that. Do
he
you?
And his wife, not really. Although, I don't want to think about life without John or, you know, I'm sure he's like, oh, God, please die, bitch. But, well, I'm tough, you know. Mm. Pain in the ass I am. So Alice Cooper and his wife, Cheryl.
You think he's waiting you out?
No, I don't. We're really good, but I mean, he's, honestly. You know, if anyone's looking forward to it, it's got to be him. So Alice Cooper and his wife, Cheryl, have a death pact. He says, we're going to go together. We've made a pact. There's no way of surviving without each other. I couldn't live without her. We always said there will never be a time when one of us will be mourning the other. You'd think people would want to get away from their wives, but she's my best friend, and there's no way of surviving without each other. He is 71, she's 61, and they've been married for 43 years. Mm-hmm. He married her when she was like, I don't know, 17 or 18 years old, and he was 27 or 28. 43 years married.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'm glad to,
too. I mean, that's the part
too.
Where one of them's going to have to kill themselves.
Yep. And it'll be her, because dudes always die younger.
Well, and he's a well-known drug addict, alcoholic.
He's a rock star.
Who's sober now, but wasn't always.
Nope.
So that wear and tear doesn't just go away.
Yeah. She's only 61. He's 71. I thought this was sort of neat, and we've talked about this before. Like, I had always wished that the things I learned after school that I felt at the time, like, they should have taught me this in school. Things like, which I'm sure, look, I just wasn't good at math, so I'm sure there were accounting classes and... But like a class about how to make a budget and how to work a checking account. And I
wish we had that.
Yeah, but I don't feel like they put the importance on it that it deserved. Like, here's something you're going to have to do every single day, and we're going to learn how to do it right now. Basic,
I think they called it business
banking.
Math in our school.
Yeah.
Business math. But we did have accounting, too.
Yeah. I just felt like they should have put more on that. And so I think this is sort of a neat thing that Will Smith is investing in. And I this is not an ad for this, but it's going to be a little bit like an ad because it's definitely one of those things where it seems to be its own bank and it's got most of the functionality of a bank, but with specific things for kids. This is a mobile-based banking service app for teenagers. And I guess he just invested in this through his Dreamers Fund. I guess he's now a venture capitalist. Step is what it's called. It allows teens to easily send and receive money, so it sounds sort of like a Venmo or a PayPal. You get real-time notifications, and you don't have to deal with monthly fees, overdraft fees, no minimum balance, all these sort of traditional banking things. They're basically saying that this is, let's see, we want to be the first bank account with spending cards. Their first bank account, teenagers, with spending cards. But we also want to teach financial literacy and responsibility. Banks,
good.
Banks don't tailor to this. We want to be a solution for teaching the next generation of adults to be more responsible with money in the cashless era. It was easy with cash to go to the mall, but now everyone's using their phone for everything, even your ride to the mall.
Well, it doesn't. They're right that the lack of physical presence... creates a very weird a feeling towards money. It's just moving numbers on your computer that you don't even
They're
see
like
it.
They're like credits rather than dollars.
Right. It's super weird.
Let's see. So this round of funding, the one that Will Smith is in, they say it's going to bring it to market pretty soon here. Banking accounts with payment cards attached. They are going to do this in partnership with MasterCard so that I guess it'll be, and I'm looking at the card here. It has the chip and doesn't have the logo on it, but the MasterCard logo. They're saying they have a wait list of over 500,000 potential users. And Step directly addresses teens by giving them ownership over their finances. The parents will still have access, but if you want one of these accounts, you can sign up without parental or guardian consent. But it's much more limited. If it's without your parents.
Right.
But still. So I thought that was sort of neat.
I like it.
Yeah. And speaking of babies who will need to learn how to handle money, Cardi B and Offset just dropped $100,000 on a birthday necklace for their almost one-year-old daughter.
I don't know. Wow. I mean, I look at my kid and think she's spoiled, and I'm trying to dial it all back because it's even about just the time spent. Okay, now what do you want to do? Go to your room and play.
Yeah, find
Not because
to do.
I don't want to play with you. I mean, I don't want to, but I want you to go play by yourself for a minute. You
Learn
need
to entertain yourself.
To be able to do that. I need you to. So she's learning now to pull out her supplies and do some art, draw some things.
Nice.
But it's you actually have to say, I can't.
Yeah.
I need that from you.
You need this.
And this poor kid is getting a $100,000 necklace?
Yeah, this is a pendant and chain made of diamonds.
Where's that going to go?
It's going to scratch her.
White gold. And also, I mean, it's got to be a choking hazard. It's white gold and then colored enamel. Features from a TV show called Word Party. Characters.
Here's I don't know that one
picture.
Yet.
Me either. That sounds like a real baby one.
Oh, I still watch Baby First. That channel. That was great
Your baby
with my
likes
first
it?
Kid. Yeah, and the what's the Peekaboo is one of the characters. Harry the Bunny. It's great.
Well, this is Word Party.
I don't know what it is. Looks fun.
They just dropped $100,000 on it.
Well, it's filled with diamonds.
Just, right. Oh, let's have
Oh, my God.
Yep. Well, that is a useless piece of... I guess maybe they can repurpose all those diamonds later in life when the kid doesn't like that show anymore. Anyway.
$100,000 to keep culture ice cold.
Yes.
It says. Oh, my Lord.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
All right, I'll finish that story I started last... Oh, wait, what am I saying? Brandi Chastain is next.
Brandi Chastain.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:38. It's Monday. You can watch the show live. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the looking glass.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans. So your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at fremontbank.com. So we're going to begin now with Brandi Chastain, who is calling in, I believe, from down south.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, San Diego area.
Hi, Brandi. How are you?
Hi, Brandi.
I am great. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So, long time no talk. When's the last time we talked? Do you remember?
Well, it's so long ago that, I'm now a grandmother, so that's a long time, man.
No way! Congratulations! Holy cow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
Before you. Get to... Before you get to adding grandmother to your resume, I looked you up, and I see two-time World Cup champ, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and the first thing that crosses my mind is, do you have an actual, we all have resumes, everyone has to make one, do you get to put that at the top of your resume? Is that part, is that actually written on there?
If I ever made one, I guess I would definitely put it somewhere close to the top.
So you don't even need one. You just drop your name.
You just give him a reel.
Wow, good for you. Well, congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you very much. I have a 10-month-old little baby, Josephine, and she and her parents live very close to us, so I'm very lucky.
Cool, very cool.
Are you on babysitting duty all the time?
Not as much as I'd like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so now are you announcing at all for the World Cup that's on now?
No, not this World Cup. I actually, right now I'm coaching two young teams in the U.S. Soccer Development Academy, and I'm with one right now in the band, the California Thorns. We're about to play in a soccer tournament this morning, actually at the same time that the U.S. kickoff, so... We'll have to watch that game later.
Right. So U.S. Today plays Spain. Is that correct?
That's right.
Right. And U.S. has been doing really good with their win over Sweden.
Favorite to win.
So, well, are they favorite to win?
I think if you looked at winning in terms of more goals than the other team, I think that we're favored. If you're looking at it in terms of, like, who's going to have the ball more and who's going to, you know, maybe dominate the possession, Spain would probably win. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to score more goals than the other team, and that is not Spain's best quality. And it definitely, I think, suits us better because we have six players minimum that could score goals at any time. So I feel we have the advantage, but it's not going to be an easy match. The last time they played, it was only a 1-0 win by the U.S.
So have you been asked to come and coach at a higher level and have just decided to stay closer to home? Or, I mean, I would imagine they want you there, either announcing or being involved with the team somehow. No?
Well, I really appreciate that. Actually, my dream is that I will be one day working with our youth national teams and then hopefully with our national team. But it's not as easy as you think. And, you know, there's a process that you have to go to, I guess. You have to learn how to coach
your way up. Is that right?
Well, you're in that,
you know. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, the most important thing is that, you know, I spend time developing young players who will, as I am right now, and they're working on finding their pathways to college and hopefully professional soccer if that's what they want to do, and then maybe onto national teams. And if I can help them do that, then there's no reason that with all the experience I've had as a player and in college coaching, helping my husband at Santa Clara University with the women's team, that might be in my future.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I saw your name several times as I was reading through news this morning.
Brandi Chastain.
Brandi Chastain on the phone with us. They were talking about how much the sport, women's soccer, has grown since 99. And that even though apparently the women's games generate more money and yet they make half of what the dudes are making, and there's a coalition of players who are suing.
Yeah, so right now, actually, what's happened is leading on International Women's Day, the women filed a lawsuit against U.S. Soccer for equal pay. And it's been kind of being batted around. And finally, I believe in the last few days that they decided that they will go through mediation once the World Cup is over. And, you know, there's a lot of factors, obviously, that are a part of the lawsuit in terms of who makes what and how do they, you know, how do they determine where the money goes. You know, biggest issue in terms of when you look at men's national team, women's national team, is that on the global scale, FIFA, which is the governing body of soccer,
is
they
corrupt.
Value and they spend much more money on the men's side. So when, let's say, a men's team wins the World Cup, they share in the prize money for all that World Cup is $400 million. The prize money shared on the women's side is $30 million. So there's a discrepancy at this global level that influences also, you know, local governing bodies of soccer. And so, you know, we're not only trying to change our local governing body mindset, but also trying to help FIFA in that same way.
Man, and meanwhile, the worldwide audience for the World Cup right now, women's soccer, is huge.
Yep.
And can't possibly be bringing in that little. So there's got to be some kind of mismanagement or misreporting of the dough.
No, you know, I just think that it's, you know, I have a lot of men in my life who have been incredible mentors and role models and leaders and coaches, and I look up to them. But I think for women, you know, we've had to fight the social stigma of women in the workplace. And it, even to this day, even though I feel like we're getting closer and closer to, you know, having equal opportunity in terms of having those jobs, we're still paid less. And it's just the people that are hanging on to the old way things have always been. It's just the way we do it. Right. we're finally knocking down that stereotype that equal work for equal pay. I mean, it's a very simple concept. I didn't go to business school to learn that.
But Brandi Chastain, you did win two World Cups, and you are a two-time Olympic gold medalist, and you are a grandma.
Yeah!
And you're also the owner of probably the best victory celebration of all time.
Of all time!
Right?
Oh, I'm losing you guys.
Oh!
Hey, Brandi, great to talk to you. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much, everybody out there. I appreciate all the support for women's soccer. I hope you enjoy the game this morning. I just want to, again, shout out to the California Thorns, 0-4 team. It's going to play a great game today. So good luck to my Thorns, and go USA.
Nice talking with you, Brandi. That's Brandi Chastain. Thank you. Brandi Chastain.
She's so sweet.
Catching up with her. I can't believe she's a grandmother. That seems impossible. We were all just children when this started.
Yep. I can't believe she cut out when we were just about to talk about the celebration. It's not possible, right? She just didn't want to talk about it.
Maybe she didn't want to talk about it. I'm losing you.
Yeah, I pulled my shirt off. I got it. Enough already, right?
Oh, my God. That was one of the best moments of all time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can still find the picture still says everything. Like, it's just, she's just like, Anyway. All right, thanks, Brandi. So I'll move on to the story that I didn't finish last news break. A 46-year-old guy in York, Pennsylvania named Peter Oldfield was trying to track down his girlfriend last Monday. Apparently, she'd broken up with him, moved out, and didn't tell him why.
Yeah.
He needed the why.
He needed closure, Vinny.
So he jumped in his car, a red Kia Soul, with flashing lights on the roof.
What?
Somehow he got the police... I do know in some states, and I think it was Pennsylvania when we lived there, there is a volunteer fire department.
Uh-huh.
And they're able to get lights
like
for their
yellow
cars
emergency
to
lights
be able to blast to a fire because they're volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that has anything to do with this or how he was able to get that, but he has it.
All right.
He also has his car covered in stickers that say things like medical emergency team and service dog on board.
Huh.
It looks official or kinda, but it's not. It's nothing. It's a red Kia Soul.
Kia.
It's Peter Oldfield's. Right. Waiting for the, okay.
The kicker.
Anyway, he drove it to his girlfriend's old address and waited for her to show up and thought she was in an SUV that pulled in.
Uh-oh.
So he waited for that. As it pulled out, he turned on his lights and pulled it over. He walked over to the driver and said, "Are you Brooke's dad?" Because Brooke wasn't in the car, and this guy was driving. And it wasn't Brooke's dad, though. It turned out he had the wrong car, and all three passengers were city council members who called the cops.
Good.
He's facing charges for impersonating an officer. He says, "I wasn't trying to pull anyone over. I just used the lights to get his girlfriend's attention because I just needed to know, why did you leave me?"
I can think of a couple reasons. Just
you're an
right
idiot?
Off. Yeah, you freaking idiot. Oh.
The people with their whys. Oh. There's one of them.
I
you
need
don't need to
know.
If you think you're gonna leave, then you better say so.
Dude, she's split.
Yeah, she doesn't
what more
like
do you,
you
need
anymore.
To know?
She's done with you. You don't need to know anything.
This is good news, I think.
Okay.
Toys R Us is coming back.
Oh, great. I was kind of sad that the big
it is sad.
Toy store was gone.
The new owners who, and hopefully there'll be improvements.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Because we used to
it
work very close to them, and then we stopped working with them.
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay. What's going on? Anyway, it looks like the people who bought it after it went out of business last year say they're all ready to start opening stores again, and they hope to have 6 locations open by the end of the year.
Mm.
So, Toys R Us coming back in some kind of way, shape,
That's
or form.
That's great. I'd love to park out in front of a Toys R Us again and do our Toys for Tots thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
Mm. Be great.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Oh, I love those.
Did you know...
Probably not.
...that peaches and nectarines are the exact same fruit?
Well, they certainly taste exactly the same, but the nectarine is improved by not having all the fuzz.
Right. Nectarines just have a recessive gene that keeps them from being fuzzy.
It's fantastic.
And I have to say, I'm a nectarine guy.
I'm a nectarine girl.
I don't feel like the peach. I can get a good peach. I get good nectarines all the time.
Sometimes you can get a really good peach.
I haven't been able to get one.
But I will, if I see peaches and nectarines sitting together, I'll always go for a nectarine.
I feel like the peach goes from not ready to ruined.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I can't get that
you have
middle.
To catch it at that exact moment.
Who can be standing there?
Well, you can't really. The best piece of fruit I ever had, though, in my entire life was a peach at a farm stand in Massachusetts.
Wait a minute.
Well, what?
You remember?
I'm telling you, I remember it because I couldn't. First of all, it was
the
enormous.
Moment.
And it was just as I bit into it, and it had been sitting in the sun, you know, it was like warm, and it was juicy.
Doesn't that make it gross?
No, it didn't make
it gross.
You want
it warm.
It was so delicious. Well, don't you ever barbecue peaches?
No.
Oh, God, Vinny, it's delicious. They actually produce like a syrup. You cut it up, eat it with your steak. Oh, delicious. It's delicious.
Peaches,
yes,
with your steak.
Cut them in half, get the pit out, drop it on the grill. It's unbelievable
All
how
right.
good they are.
So go on.
That's it. I tell the whole story.
The best peach you ever had was in Massachusetts. Yeah. Where again? At a farmer's market.
At Smith Farm, which is just a mile or two from my house. Wow. I'd ridden over there with my girlfriend. We were on our horses, and we got off our horses. Good. And, you know, you buy an apple for your horse. And I was like, oh, look
you
at those peaches.
You rode Crappy over there.
Crappy? My horse's name was Shannon.
Oh.
Yeah. Or Gooch.
Gooch.
That was her nickname. Goocha.
Goocha?
Yeah. And then we bought the... It actually turns out later in life I had a friend named Goocha, too. But, you know, we would stop and get an apple. And they would have some... You know, a lot of people had horses, so they'd have, like, some bruised apples. You could get those for cheap. And then I saw the peaches. I'm like, oh, Tracy, I'm going to get one of those. Got it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. It was so good. I still totally just remember the whole day. Well... those moments of it.
I can't say I remember the best piece of fruit I ever ate.
And then one time this watermelon salad that I had. Oh my God.
Where was that?
That was at my house. Remember Traffic Jamie? She brought it over. And I just couldn't believe how good it was. It was like the perfect watermelon with feta cheese, olives, and a little balsamic on there. I was like, I can't believe how much I love this.
Really?
Yep.
Jamie.
I have food moments.
Brought you.
Yeah.
Your favorite watermelon of all time.
Did you eat that one that time?
I believe I did.
Yeah, it was crazy good. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it being your best watermelon of all times?
No, because then I started making my own to more of my liking.
Oh.
Oh.
In your face.
What'd you put on yours to your liking?
I think I'll put some, I want to say mint.
Oh.
It's been a while since I made it.
She put like
and red onions.
She did slivered red onions,
yeah.
Which I had to pick out.
Oh, we don't, yeah,
and
we don't
Tahoe
like
blue vodka, is that in there?
Yeah, we dump a little of that over the top. That's the dressing, then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just got a shaker top on that. All
can't
right.
you remember, like, remember when you first started eating Honeycrisp apples? Don't you have a moment that you remember, like, you bit into one and went, oh, my God, this apple.
No, I like them.
Yeah.
And I like an apple because it makes hunger go down.
Yeah, so you're saying like you don't have current. Moments
Boom.
With food.
No, I have moments with food all the time.
I still remember
this yogurt
our first Michael
I eat in the other
oh,
room.
You
it
hate
makes
that
me want to throw
you
up.
You hate
every,
it.
I cannot,
why would you eat something that makes you want to throw up every single day?
Because it makes my hunger go away.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Comfortably. And it doesn't have a
Except
negative.
That you're going to barf.
It's so gross. Greek yogurt is... I'm sorry, Greece. I know you're having hard financial times. And Lindsay just left you. But your yogurt's gross, dude.
And yet, you eat it every day.
Well, because it's... doesn't matter. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Bryn, do you remember a piece of fruit of all times?
No.
Of course not. It's a girl thing.
But I love food.
It's not a girl.
It must be.
It's a human thing.
The best
thing.
Mango I ever had was,
Thank
in,
you.
Was in Hawaii.
Mm.
Like the best one. And I must have been 18 years old.
Oh, here we go.
I have one for you.
Oh, give it.
I think the best Mai Tai I ever had was
oh
in Hawaii.
Oh, my God. That's not a fruit memory.
I know, but it's an
That's
alcoholic
a booze memory.
Memory. Right? Of course. And yet, there's a lot of fruit in Mai Tais, and it was in Hawaii.
Mm. All right, then. We'll see each other.
Nice. Where's our? We're out of time. What's all coming right up in the trash?
Big Brother. We'll start there.
All right.
Hey, why didn't this turn on?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, snap. This is drama in the radio industry.
All right.
Oh, man. All right.
You know what? My internet completely went out. My computer's
mine
not working
too
at all.
Uh-oh. I'm going to push this button.
Try it.
That worked. All right.
Oh. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.